about you, Monona, today, celebrating your hometown, your community. And of course, we are super happy that Mayor Mary O'Connor was able to join us this morning. You've been here for about 3 years as mayor. Tell us a highlight from those 3 years that you've seen your community step up and come together for.
I think our major highlight is our riverfront development that we're in the process of completing the first couple of phases of, and we've filled up the apartment building there, and we've had several businesses open, and we're having the grand opening of our park there this Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday.
This Sunday. Yep,
really?
12:30.
What do people have to do? Just show up? Where do they come?
Yep, they come. The development is right at the corner of Bridge and Broadway, right off of the Beltline, and the park is right in the middle of it. It's a little park, but it's going to have a lot of amenities. In the winter, we're going to have an ice skating rink similar to the one at the Edgewater.
That's great.
And lots of activities during the summer, yoga classes and various park activities. So we're very excited.
That's awesome. So how long have you been a resident of the Monona area?
I've lived in Monona. It'll be 39 years next month.
Wow.
Yeah.
What have you seen through those 39 years, Mayor?
A little bit of change? A little bit of change in those years?
A lot of change. A lot of turnover in the community. We're seeing a lot of younger families moving in. And yeah. We've done a lot to improve parks over the last 10 years here in our library. And we're really making an effort to upgrade all of the amenities that we offer.
You guys do have one of my favorite places on the entire planet, and I know looking at me, this might be a shock, but this is probably my favorite place to go. Old Brick Gardens is, and there's some
Madison.
New. It's Madison. Okay, I'm running outside.
Give Jackson the buzzer.
Boo.
I was just going to ask the
really?
Mayor to give us a quick trivia, like something people might not know.
That Old Brick is in Madison.
Yeah.
Is that right at the line?
Close to the line.
Wow. Okay, I did not realize that. Never mind. Yep. To heck with Old Brick. I'm not going there anymore.
What's something Monona is known for that we might not know about?
That Old Brick's not there. That's one thing they're known for, Jackson.
We have an award-winning library. They were Wisconsin Library of the Year a few years ago, and very popular children's program. We have people come from all over the east side for that.
You also have a very nice skate park.
We do.
Yes,
we
as someone that likes
park.
A skate park, a skateboard, it's nice to see because, you know, you're not allowed to skateboard on sidewalks still, and
exactly.
Folks like to get to holler at you. And I love a city that gives kids a place to go, keep the scooters off there, but go on out and skateboard.
Right. Skateboard park is very popular. It's right next to our pool.
Wonderful pool as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right
Thank
yes.
you so much, Mayor Mary O'Connor, for joining us today, celebrating Monona. We'll see you at the park this Sunday.
Great.
Okay.
That is great.
We still have time for you to pop in and say hi, drop off a canned good for Second Harvest. Again, you can text FOOD to 608-321-1063. Make the mayor proud and us proud. Let's see how Monona steps up for their neighbors who are going to bed hungry today.
Yeah. We're here until 9 o'clock, so plenty of time to stop in. It's Jackson and Steph, hole in the wall tour stop number 1 at the Silver Eagle Bar and Grill in Monona.